Okay, Shabbos is very negeya, which committed to the cloak and Ashkenazim is fine, and committed is not, is negeya, the Shir Meziga negeya wine, in terms of how much water you could put in order to still keep it Hashem Yah. So there's a Mechaber Amah, Shah Zak Hadarina, what the Peshad is, and the Shah is how it applies to Bizman as this. So the Mechaber brings down Shir Meriyayim, you make a break for Agafen. You put Mayim, if you put 3 meters of water and you find that you put in 3 things of water and you find it's a fourth coming out wine. This is in the Ayin Mozik, make it by Priya Gafen. This is Medina Gemara, brings down that 1 to 4 is then wine, found in many places in Shas. If it's less than that, it's not 1 to 4, even though it has Tam Yayin, we say we don't care, and that's not going to be Priya Gafen, that's going to be Shakal. Zakta Mechaber, that's the olden days, wine is very strong. Nowadays, very, very weak. Even if you do 1 to 3, it's not going to be, and 1 to 4 ratio is not going to be Priya Gafen. What's the formula? You Mishayer. You have the you do the shir yain boisei makam. So Mechaber says 2 dinim. One is what's the normal ratio? 1 to 4 when dealing with shmarim. If you're in a situation where, I mean, nowadays where the wines are weak, so then it's like the Mechaber, what you do is you go the shir meziga yain boisei makam. You have to know pasha what they do in that place, and that'll be the if and how to go ahead and doing it. Comes along the Ramah, Abavad Shliyachin Shisha Mimayim. Goes Vali Batal. Brings down the Agar, which Beisei Sagrada brings down the Shita, also the Agar. He mentions it like one, does mention the Mechaber. It does mention it. Bavad, that shouldn't be less than 1/6, because then it's Batal Mimayim. So the issue with this Mechaber Ramah is that it doesn't read so well. Mechaber starts with saying 2 dinim. You have Shmarim, Ratio, Din Digmar, Zon to 4. Nowadays, we have weaker wine. Therefore, even 1 to 4 shouldn't be enough. What's the way to figure out the formula? Formula is you go bust the Shir Meziga in that place. But not less than 1/6. So what happened? The Chavis seems to say 1 to 4, it has to be less. And it says all of a sudden you have a bigger ratio. And that's life and how, to do it. Yes, the Achashar brings down that Da, you should know, Yain Shalano, Ein Hubrayon Mezika Klal. Stam, he throws in a piece of information, which we'll have to come back to this. Our Yain is not really Mezika Klal. Man Mayim Eskakim Baruchas Shakal. He says that with Man Mayim will be Baruchas Shakal. And he brings down, Iker Divra Abin Ramat Tumo Moed. Even Yain Shalano, Chazak Moed, as we want to four, Kalcha Yam Shalano. Eich Kasav HaShish HaChalakim. Haki writes 6 Chalakim. The Vosh Bash Bemin Hishmit said, the Vosh Bashim doesn't bring down because of that. Brings down the Maril, it says, Miyain Yoysum Yachim Shishoich Makatam. When we yain Rodh Shtir, the Mizika Gdol Mizu Enshim Maki Yain, you don't say what that is, it's a Kaladam. So the Archa Shulchan, the way he wants to learn, Shan, the whole Mechaber Amor, is he wants to say, okay, so that's the Medina the Gemara 1 to 4 is wine. Now we do find in Yeridek of Lamadalad, Kapi Yain Nesach, you go 1 to 6. What's the pshat? I normally wine is 1 to 4. So the chashuk in the pshat is the be'etzem and normal wine meziga is a normal oifen of 1 to 4. That's the normal chelik. There are some places do 1 to 6. So therefore, kape regular din yain kiddush brachas we do 1 to 4. Kape yain esach mitichum yain esach. We go to the biggest extreme. It's going to be even 1 to 6. And therefore, the Ramos come along and telling you that if you have a place that they do 1 to 6, or if you do 1 to 6, so that gets a din of a wine, because Batsem, and I can say Baladaita Skaladam, you put a lot of water into it. So Batsem, we should say it's not wine, so Baladaita. It says, since there is a concept of 1 to 6, therefore we don't say Baladaita Skaladam, and therefore up to 1 to 6 could get a share of a wine. Now, according to Achashon, based on Mechaber, saying 1 to 4, weak, you go less. Comes along the Raman saying you should know that if you have a person does 1 to 6, since there are places which do 1 to 6, so we're not going to say Bala Dadei Sakaladam, and therefore such a thing would be okay thing to do. The Mishnah Brura learns that the Mechaber and Ma'aron aren't arguing. The Mishnah Brura that there are two different cases. Yesh l'chalak between shmur. This is how the going goes. Chayod in the grass. There's a chiluk between doing shmur yain and doing the yain itself. We deal with the shmur and you're pouring into it. So over there, the chesed is what point it turns into yain. Davar shmarim from the chiluk yain sheish b'mani chasuk kach. The shmarim, which the lachus yain is until choshev, therefore it's one to four. I'm saying the Ramal is talking about yain gufa, which came from the squeezing of the grapes. So there, it's one to six. And there's the way the going, Chadam Graz learning that some, we had a problem with him. Chadam starts saying one to four. Then he says, our wine is weak, it gets less. Because Ramal goes one to six. Like, what's going on? Zak, the going, the pshad is that there's a collecting shmari yain or wine is squeezing from grapes. We deal with the shmarim, the wine is not so strong. I think that's not so strong. Therefore, the cheshbon of what it's going to be is going to be one to four, and maybe weaker brisman as that because people don't drink it as much. When you're dealing with yain gomer, so the other share is going to be one to six, and as long as they have more than one to six, then it's not going to be a problem, and it's going to be by pre hagafet. So according, let's first go to Mishnah Berurah, then go to the Malach. According to the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, what's going to be halacha for bein vashkenaz and bein for sfarim? What's going to be the ratio?
1 to 6.
That has a shame line. There's no machlekes going on over here. Shmarim maybe be less. The yain gomer would be 1 to 6. There's no machlekes going on over here, and therefore the whole share is going to be cheshbon. There's going to be a 1 to 6 ratio. What? Yeah, Shabur is writing on our wine. It has a shame yain. Long as 1 to 6, so as long as it's not bottled at the time yain, 1 to 6, we get a shame yain. So this is the opinion of Shabur, and that's what he writes. So there's a sefer from Rav Chaim Leib. What is that place called? He's a rabbin. Rav. When Mishpura came out, and Mishpura writing that it should be 1 to 6, he wrote a tshuva against it, saying he's one of the guy in the adar, saying it's being way too makel, and it's too big of a kula. We'll explain why soon, but yeah, it's too big of a kula. So different is schreis in terms of what had the Chavis Chaim. So one place that brought down that Chavis Chaim traveled to his city to go speak to him. He's like we call the dart to handle with him. And one nosach said that originally Chavis Chaim changed it, and then he changed it back. You know, first he was chayz, then he changed it back. And myself said Mishmura 1 to 6. The different nosach is brought down that Chavis Chaim said that look, you know, the Rav of Chaim Leib, you know, he's a Rav. He's getting 25 ruble a week, so he could afford to have wine outside diluted. But us regular, you know, poor regular common folk people, like who has money for such a thing, so we have to go to Iker Din. And it's going to be 1 6. So I saw, I was like, wow, everybody wants got paid. That's good. Okay. like that. Okay. Either way. So the kids of the opinion of Chavis Chaim is 1 to 6. Mechizizig, right? That's take it in, 1 to 6. And as long as it's 1 6 ratio, then the car should be considered a shem yain. Yeah. Now, Chazan Avadia, say brings down, and Hilchos Shabbos, Chelek Aleph, when Ches brings down, he gave a shiur explaining why is Nimukamar that maybe for Sfarim that's not going to be the halacha. And he had a mashkiach in his shiur. So he works with Badats. He says, Badats, they have a lot of water in the wine, and they go with the ratio 1:6. So the mashkiach went up to the mashkiach and said, you know, for Sfarim, that might not be, you know, that's not good for the Sfarim. I can't sell such a thing. And some mikshel, he's saying, it's very pure goffin, and it's not, you know, give it some mikshel. So the head of the dad says, we're not a chray for Sfarim. No, it's not our job. And Ravadia went ballistic. How can I do such a thing and sell things which are mikshel? And he said he recently went to Chasana, and they have him, you know, to make the brachas, and left the wine, and he got up there and made a shakal nap at Vari. And in order to let people know that what the Iker Din is, and he says now it's kind of starting to get around a little bit, that for Sfarim this is totally unacceptable. Okay, so where does this come from? What?
What did he hold this year?
Okay, so we got this second. So where's it come from? So there's a Kaf HaChaim, who's going with the Mahalcha. Let's talk about the Rabbi. I want to say that there is a Machlekes going on over here. What's a Machlekes? Chaber, his opinion is, wine is 1-4. If it's weaker, then you have to go to Shem Zeroes HaMalkim. That's the opinion of the Machaber. And 1-4 is the highest. Can less than 25% is not negotiable. The Mal comes along as high as 1-6. That the Machaber never held up. So the opinion of Machaber is 1-2 things, 1-4. If wine's weaker, then you go the Shemaziga of Beisei Mach. Now, if you look around, it's some of the Ayurab, the Pimagadim, they want to say that our wines are weak, and therefore the Shemaziga is not so much. And therefore they say that maybe if you put in water, it's going to be a problem. So I just quoted the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan, even Ma'at Mayim already ruins the wine. Our wine is so weak, even Ma'at is going to ruin it. That's also Lashon Aruch HaShulchan. Even Ma'at Mayim is going to be ruining it. As Thomas is a nusak that, you know, nowadays we don't do shemaziga, and we don't do, it's not ruggle to be mezigas, it's not a mashu, you know, and it will be a problem. If you look at the, what? If you look at the Prima Gadim goes with more than Allah Harayv. He says that our wines are weaker, and in as much as it's not going to be, you have up to a Rayv, and less than Rayv is not going to be considered wine, and therefore, it's not going to be considered wine, and therefore, you're not going to make a Berger Goffin unless you have Roiv Yain. It's also the Sugya we had in Rish Beis that you have Yain with Shecher and Shecher and other than Yanim, that the way, the formula to figure out will be Tali in Roiv, and that's life and how you go ahead and figure it out. Okay, so the Mice even really tastes the wine, so we'll get that in a second. So, what? Yeah, now just Kipshuta, what should come out, you know, if you look at the Makaris on the side, they rab, let's tell me, they're saying that nowadays we're not Moizig with wine, being that we're not Moizig, so therefore, it loses much less, like the Makaber says. How much? A rabbi would say, Roiv Yain would be enough. Let's tell me, one say, even a Mashu would ruin it. I mean, the rabbi would go, even a Mashu would ruin it. The Pimgam would say, maybe, Pimgam would say, Roiv Yain would be enough. So Aaron's asking, the Chara nowadays, the Chara, they do Shemazika to wine, so therefore the whole thing should fall off. So the answer to that question is there are twofold, two things you have to deal with. That, why are you saying they add water to the wine? How do you know?
No, I'm not saying they add water. I'm saying if a person
would add water,
the
okay. It's like this. In terms of whether they add water to the wine, so there are two things you have to figure out. Who do you look at? Do you look at the factories or look at the people's houses? Why is it a shayla? You look at the factories. It's a normal thing to do. There's a discussion that being at the factories, batsim, they add water. And batsim will be, it wouldn't taste like wine. But they add other things to make it taste like wine. Other chemicals and other additives which go ahead and now make it take like wine. So shayla number one is that being that's what they're doing, so it could be really, it's not really wine. You made it ice wine. Now, once you gave it a taste of wine, so it gets a taste of wine. Therefore, the Otzien and the Beis Parachav and Gitchas, he says that you can't just figure out, being that they add things to it, so maybe it's not really wine. So therefore he says, unless you have Rav Yain, he doesn't want you to go ahead and make it, doesn't want you to make a boy Priya Gafan on it. Rav Yashiv and Swiss Yitzchak, he also goes with that Swara, that just because they make it taste like wine, Mechitesa. If you look, people doing houses. What are they doing houses? So he says in France, they had no water, apparently. Anyone over there French? No one French? Okay. In French, apparently, they had no water to it. He says in Eretz Yisrael, I won't say 20%. Just want to check with the channel. I think we should do it. Eretz Yisrael. No, what time is it now? I don't care what it is. No, they don't have a German right now. In Eretz Yisrael, he says it's about 20%. Is a normal thing to do. What they do? Wine. I won't say 20%. People doing house wine. Anyone over here makes house wine over here? And how much water does he add?
Not so much.
They don't do so much?
Barely any.
So people drop to 20%. So. Huh? You make wine, Sammy? Okay, what percentage do you add on? Don't add. I'm saying they don't?
70%
more. What's the alcohol content then? Yeah.
Or Dan.
So therefore, being that people in the house don't add so much, therefore the shit is not really so much the Shema Ziga. I in the factories add water, that's because they add other things to it. They add other things to it, therefore that's not called the Shema Ziga. So therefore, there are those which are Machmer. You look at Akos Bainer brings down from the Avera brings down Chaznish and Stiper said, sorry, Chaim said that the Chaznish told him, our wine you can only do a third water. That's where Rabbi Gavin. He says in the Yekav they don't have water. So he's up to third. What's he say? And as that coming, we much more Machman I didn't. Why are they saying that? Because they're saying that they were Mo, which has 1.6, is because they're saying that was the dark guy. But if it's not the dark guy, so then I'm a Fernandez. So we have to go ahead and be Machman. And if it's type of the Chazan said, a third for sure is one. Afterwards, he's not willing to take a stand on. So let's see in the slide, and they go rave wine. Why they go rave? Because they're going with the Cheshbon that maybe our wine's weaker. Pimogam says rave is enough. I, they add water in the factories because that sells the Chayman, therefore it's not a raya. I find people have to undo it, and therefore they want to go with rave yay. Okay, so let's just stack him up. So, because welcome to Alakha Lamaisa. The Pinim Shabruz, you got what? 1.6, and that one goes to Shem wine. That the Chor should be enough. And the whole Chesma wine is being weaker, is like going on Shmarim. Love that. We're selling Yang Gamma Leida. This is just a thing. That's the Pinim Shabruz. That's a Kardin. She believes me, because it's like that's where we want to go. I'm walking to be Machmer. We go saying that our wines are weaker and therefore the Shema Ziga is different. That can also apply for Ashkenazim. So that gives us right thing. Like Al Kashachan says, our wine we're not water to, therefore even my mind is going to be playing with. Chazan is just saying. What? Okay. Al Kashachan, same time, said, it was always hard to know what Mr. Brook was. Who's the Pierce? You have to know, like, what exactly he's doing, right? The Al Kashachan says, our wine, even a master. Chaznesh wants to say a quarter. You have to have, if you have a quarter, if you have 3/4 of wine, that's going to be okay. Even in Ashkenazim, well, there are some which are masculine. We'll say our wines are different, our wines are weaker. The Shema Ziga nowadays is different, if you have to go ahead and be masculine. In the Svadi world, in other words, it's not so much like, in other words, they send that on the actual Kashrut Das Maran. That's like the, it's not so clear there's such a Maran like that, right? Shmuel's is no Maran like that, right? It's going to Shmuel Yain, and it doesn't exist. Besides the Tagger mentioned, does bring down the Shitter 1.6, does bring down the Mechaber. You know, it does mention such things. It's not really clear that there's such a Mechaber. Even though I'm Wild's world art, like, okay, so I want to do Machmer, has this one to Machmer, it's not like, it's a Mechaber. It's not really a Mechaber. Even Ashkenazi world, maybe the Malkin will be Machmer. And in the Sephardi world, it's also maybe the Malkin will be Maker. I mean, I understand why there's Machalikus, not Machalikus. Who is the one who made Machalikus? It's Kav Chaim. Kav Chaim says that Kav holds the most 1/4, or more 1/6. Our wines are weaker, and they have to then. Now that wines are weaker, what's going to be Malkin? Even if our wines are being weaker, Kav is Shemazika, we have another side to say that what? I can't understand saying that Lamaitza. The way they add. What should look at a factory? Factory add water, that's enough. How they put in preservatives? I don't know. Like it's still there. It tastes like wine, then that's called Shema Ziga. You carry it definitely here in Svarve, they stuck as I like that. Yeah. My survey, Yashiv was cautious for the Svarve. He went more like, you know, the Tana Machmer. And he didn't care so much about the factories because he says that Svarve of preservatives. Now, let's say if you're in Das Machmer, in France, the luck is they don't have any water. For a little water, shackle. All right, so let's say you want to go right over 20%. Let's say you travel. Or they import the wine. Huh? What do you say? Of course, tell you the dark of the place where you are, not where it comes from. In other words, we're handling whether is the mezika in this place, give it a shame yain or not. So, if the chur is telling the place where you drink it. If you're drinking it as Hashem Yain, then Hashem Yain. The place you're drinking it does not have a Hashem, then it will not have a Hashem Yain. We tell you where you are. So those who are world travelers, and you go to Spain, you go to China, you have to know what the, you know, what the Shir Mezigah be is going to be in that situation. So kids, alak l'maisa. Iker Adin is 1/6 of the maisa. That's the opinion of Mishnah Berurah. That's the pashtus. And therefore, you can have up to 1/6. And you fill up your kiddush cup, and it's like 3/4 wine. You want to add some water to it to fill it up. Iker Adin is going to be a 6. Is the makif of chumra? Yeah. The makif is maybe there's makhlik this. And then maybe our wines are weaker. Like the chazans want to say a quarter. I want to say a quarter. There's a people who come and says, right? Yeah, maybe do. And but you need two things to be machmir. We have to say one is machlekes. Two is that the factories don't make so much of a difference. It could be in the factories, not all the factories add water also. That also is a cheshbon. There are some factories 1/6, not all the factories is that ratio. And it could be the shimaziga beat might be telling most factories. So is it mugging for a chumra? Maybe, but the ikadin, the mice is would be the kula. The Svardim, a lot of them go with the Arletzion of Avadia, they're going with the Kavachayim, that there is Machlaikis, and they're going more to the Machlaikab and Pimgadim. It's interesting, even though, and you have to say that Svar, that the fact is, don't make a difference in order to go in and be Machmer. Seems to be, Achino Svardim seems to be yes, no, you can be Machmer, right?
If you say that there's no Machlaikis, you're welcome to say our wine's different.
The Choras by Shmarim. Because the Aruch HaShulchan is going that he's not mechalek shmarim and nothing. He's just going, it's all wine. He's not mechalek shmarim, you know, it's Ramah. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan is going, the Chabah is, Mishabur is going, there's wine gomer versus the shmarim. The Aruch HaShulchan is going, everything's wine, no difference. And Lamai tells him if he's changed to be society, and then
so therefore. So the Ashram is being machmer for it, the Chazanish, they're all going that, like Mishabur, there is nothing.
They're going, yeah, yes, telling the Shir Meziga of the Primogadim Maisa is right. Right? So Primogadim, in the world of Primogadim, he's saying it's telling right. So he's going that if it's weak, then you're not going to 1/6 maybe is the most you could get, but if Avav is weak, it's not a machlik, it's still agree. And therefore it's Mitali Mitali and right. Rav Yang.
How much
it's Muslim? Rav wine compared to the word ratio. Now it's like a number of grape juice we spoke about in the past. The grape juice is, you know, after seeing the sugya, now we see the whole Shir Meziga is not so posh when you have weak wine. So, like grape juice, I'll be quiet. Maybe the chalal, there's no Shir Meziga on it. That's why some place wants to say that even a little bit of water, maybe some Zalman said that, you know, there's no wine, there's Shir Meziga, like grape juice, there's no Shir Meziga. If they want to say even a little bit of water, we'll go ahead and ruining it, ruin the time grape juice, and we'll not be very pure off in that situation. Instead, Peshaitoi, that the skam of most paiskim is that maisa still has that tam of grape juice. So then maisa still has that tam of grape juice. So then maisa you would make prepare gafra. I think my sister brings down the yang kal, have you asked him that you make a shahakal on it? Being that it's too much water, maybe you go ahead and make a shahakal. I'm saying going to the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, which is the card, as long as it's more than 1/6. I might see you make a white pair of that. Rav Yashar said the best idea of going to Shir Meziga on your wine is too strong is to put a grape juice into it. You know, that'd be the best mahalach. Into the thing. The Rav brings out Zogin, we put on Tain Mechazu Kechayayin, even though Zogin are rave. That if you have the zogim which you put a tainim to mechazik yain, even though the zogim is a rave, you'll make a rare prayer gafen because the tainim are the ikker. So I believe it's hey, discussing that the way we make wine is they put it on top of sugar, then helps the put sugar into it, and helps the wine move it along. He says different than tainim. By tainim, he says Pshat is that the tainim, the little chukas of the tainim goes in, and they will lose the same wine. But the sugar just helping the process. And if he says that, it will stay, it will keep his bracha. And then to the simon, the Makai brings down anything which is a suffix bracha, make a shahakal. We saw that that's only if you after you learned, the other person didn't learn. Since we have the yoitza, ask me after a person learned. And before you learn, you're not able to simon on the shahakal check. So the Makamakam, we don't have a shahakal with the tefasu, Vada, if one can factor kapatra in the Suda, Vada is something which is going to be a better thing to do. And Sifya Beis, he discusses being a Iker Tafel. Sigur more Barichas is one of the Chashuva Sigurds. That the Lach is Iker Pat is a Tafel. So when you have Iker Tafel, you make a Brachan Iker, and that's going to Pater, that's going to the Tafel. Chavis on any which Ma'arvanus of the Davik, Alit in Reach, like the Tzvay Tafsh, or is it Tfela? Anything which is a little tachas, I think, is just to hold the food together. It's not a Iker, it's not coming there for taste. It's just for to hold it together. Therefore, it's not going to sit as bracha. For example, licorice, right? That's flour. Licorice is flour, right? Why do people get shock on it? If the flour is just not the taste, just the davik, then you're going to make a shakal. I'm saying if you do the thing tamat tervis, so then it could be ikker, and then it would be ikker. So basically, I'll break a lot because even the second mashma berichas that whenever ikker tafi goes arrive. Besides mezainis, mezainis is a chesiva. So ikker tafi goes mezainis. If the mezain is not there for tam, it's the dag ve'alma, then if not in that case, then it would not be considered chashuv, and you would not get its bracha. Fine. Okay, stop here.